I'm Mike Mossy, and this is World Technology Update 2006. In space news, a Russian-built Soyuz spacecraft has successfully launched from the Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Carrying a three-man crew made up of the first-ever Brazilian astronaut and two new International Space Station crew members. The trip to the International Space Station will take 2 days to complete. Marcos Pontes, who is a lieutenant colonel in the Brazilian Air Force, waved to cameras and showed off his Brazilian flag patch during their trip to orbit. His trip will last only 8 days, where he will conduct experiments aboard the ISS. The experiments will include several dealing with nanotechnology, as well as experiments set up by students from all across Brazil. The other two astronauts are scheduled for a six-month stay, relieving the Expedition 12 crew, who have been in the orbiting platform since October 2005. The next 6 months is scheduled to be a busy time for the new crew if all goes as planned. The next U.S. shuttle launch is scheduled for July, in which they plan to deliver European Space Agency astronaut Thomas Ryder to the space station as the third member of the ISS team, followed by Shuttle Atlantis a few months later. Atlantis is scheduled to deliver more ISS components as well as new solar arrays to power the station. In related news, the White Knight spacecraft, famous for carrying the XPRIZE-winning Spaceship One on its two famous flights, is now set to assist in a drop test of the unpiloted X-37 craft, which was dropped by NASA in the late 1990s, and is currently being run by the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, known as DARPA. There is no publicly announced date for the drop test. However, DARPA said the test will be announced after it has been completed. And as always, you can learn more by visiting the World Technology Update website at worldtechnologyupdate.com and by visiting the World Technology Update audio blog.